Alright. Soaping this pig, doping this big Lincoln till it went over the bridge. Jumped out and dove in the ditch. Broken the mobile home and stole the stove in the fridge. Kidnapped the parents and left the ransom note for the kids. I'ma go for your mids. Hit the body blow for your ribs. But you clutching your stomach, you're falling all over your. I know where you live. Your girl showed me your crib. Unless you told me your fib, then I'ma have both of you dead. Burning incense, facing the murder sentence. Under intense investigation for killing infants. But I stay in padded rooms through his rooms. Having visions of dead pregnant women with rooms jabbed in their wombs. Split the carpet and robs to mess your apartment up. Sticking up all the drugs and jumping the garbage trucks. I'm from the gritty slums that look like the city dumps. Give you a kidney punch and monkey to give me lunch. See me in the summer, legging up against the dumpster. With a $100 jumper, smothered in southern comfort. Got my Slim Shady sticker on your mother's bumper. She came home. Alright, soaping this pig.
Fake news, Will.
That's right. I think V wanted to play this whole song, right, Mike?
Right. I'm back.
All right, word. Yeah, you're listening to Slim Sick, but the real host, V, is here.
Yes, I'm back. Are we on? We're on right now? Okay. Sorry, I have to salt my boiled eggs here, you know. Had to try to snack a little bit during this broadcast, I was thinking, you know, chicken or the egg, and this is kind of like one of those episodes, and I had to, I forgot I had a couple of boiled eggs on the counter, and I had to go and salt these things. So... Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and we are back with Kristen T. Harris, and with some titillating conversation here. And, you know, I've got to say, I really think it's part of the occulting of any information like this would be, you know, the whole superiority complex. Like, even now, the CIA could never truly let us know that they have UFOs, reverse engineered spacecraft from the aliens, and how we are actually able to move about our solar system and the galaxy. But it would be such an advancement for mankind, but at the same time, what's going to happen? We're going to have a colonization of the moon, Mars, and other planets, and when you have that, that means you have more things to control. This is their point of view. This is how they think. They don't want a federation of Mars because they couldn't control these people. They couldn't control somebody who has. Seeded and colonized the planets around Sirius. They can't control them. They'd be paranoid. Where are they up to? Spying, surveillance. You can't possibly grow your evil eye big enough to surveillance everybody over the galaxy. So that's why they're keeping us here on Prison Planet. For fear of somebody else. For fear of somebody being more powerful. For fear of somebody having superior anything. So I think that's part of it, why they may occult this whole giants thing, because no, there could never be anybody more powerful than, you know, us. And when I say us, you know, this Caucasian cabal that we have running the establishments today, they could never admit that anybody is more superior than they are, not to the public. So I think that could be a part of it. What do you think?
Well, I think definitely knowledge is power. And I think anytime you can keep anything out from the public eye, especially when you look at the way the society has moved towards a Adam Weishaupt utopian ideology, per se, with fully automated luxury communism, United Nations, and how they're coming after activists, anyone that is exposing real government corruption and real truth. We're under real fire. It's really interesting to me that the New Yorker and these mainstream newspapers are coming after me, because I'm just a normal guy like you guys out there. I'm just like the person that's listening to this program that wants to feed their brain, because I listen to shows all the time for the same reason that the people listen to, you know, the Red Pill Hardcore show. You know, it's like, it's interesting, because if they can come for me, they can come for everyone else out there. And I know that there's a large amount of influencers and things like that that may listen to my program just because we've been around for so long. But the main idea here is that they want to extinguish anyone that sheds light on things. And if you're shedding light and illuminating things, you're bringing out the truth. And what we're seeing here is a big cover-up all throughout the world, and they don't like the term, or they don't like conspiracy theorists, and they're going to try everything possible to go after the activists and normal individuals and slight them as domestic terrorists. That's the next big thing. You're a domestic terrorist. Everyone out there can wear that badge if they have pride in this country and they're a patriot. And if you're Caucasian, well, you know, then you might have a special place in hell. You know, it's really interesting to see where everything is going. So I'm not surprised if, they hide things, especially when it comes to the history of the giant beings, because we've known, we've been told, our ancestors believed it. The ancients believed in giants. The secret societies have invested interest, specifically Freemasonry, because they were the builders. If you read their the Encyclopedia on Freemasonry by Albert Mackey, you start to learn that giants were the builders, and that's where they learned things from. And they were the big builders of old, and they constructed a lot based on this mythology. Even look at things like the Cyclopean castle in the Philippines and the Cyclopean walls, and they found alleged giant human skeletons between 15 and 17 feet tall out there in 2003, multiple skeletons with one eye socket. It just makes you wonder. I think 97% of all life has been destroyed on this planet. Who are we to think that we actually know? Who are we to actually think we know what Dragon Man is, and that we know what humans were like, you know, 6, 8, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50,000, a million years ago? We don't know. For all we know, everyone out there, if humanity in general, may have always had the same intelligence and was developed much like we can develop life today. Isn't that what Genesis 3:22 is? Or 3:22 is about, you know, that we can become as if we are gods. And if once we start creating these things in dishes, and how long is it before we're like, yeah, we can make a really big child, or we can give it a little extra pounce with some kangaroo DNA, or they can regrow, you can regrow limbs like Hydra, you know, with some reptile DNA. We're not that far out there, and it's scary to the establishment that somebody like me can bring awareness and impact the media and impact minds by allowing them to be set free and have free thought. I'm not saying that you need to agree with me. I'm telling you to research everything, question everything, and don't believe unless you can prove it with your own two hands. And when it comes to the whole giant phenomenon, it's just fascinating to me that we haven't found more of these skeletons, because they were being found all the time. And I wouldn't doubt that they're still not, you know, that they're still found. Some of the bigger ones, like Moberly, the 18-foot tall human being, you know, and the Texas, you know, giant human skeleton, some of these things that got 21 feet tall. I don't know. Maybe those things were woolly mammoths. Maybe they weren't right, you know, exactly what they claim them to be. But it's interesting. I found books from the 1800s. That they expressed that sides of walls came down, and that they claimed to find human skeletons 30 some feet tall, and find coffins of humans, you know, 20, 25 feet tall. And you hear all these mythological, and even, you know, in Caesar's time, stories of 12 foot tall Celtic giants, you know, 200 of them that slayed, you know, a thousand army, a thousand person army he had. So it's interesting. I think it all comes down, though, to hiding our origins and keeping the truth away so they can establish a one world religion, have a supreme control, because that's really what the Vatican is. The Vatican is developing into this one world globalist religion. It is the mystery religion that William Cooper warned about.
You actually, I think you nailed it on the head. You can't have too many things out there that can challenge the new narrative that's supposed to enslave us all. Absolutely. I want to go to the phone lines here. I do believe we have someone on line one in Louisiana. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Doing okay. You got a question and comment for us, sir?
Yeah, I have a question that I'll take him out there on why Giants had to go. But have you heard what they're doing with tardigrades or water bears? You know the microscopic organisms called water bears? Well, they're shooting them out of a gun at over 2,000 miles an hour, and they're surviving. And what they're trying to prove is panspermia. These things survived the impact from 2,000 miles an hour, so they're trying to prove that the Earth could have been seeded, life could have been seeded on Earth from an asteroid impact. And then my theory on Giants is if you're a control person from maybe not necessarily in this dimension or whatever, who do you think is easier to control, a 5'8 dude or a 25-foot or taller dude? Because even if I use archery, and I have a 28-inch draw length and I have a 31-inch arrow, if I'm much taller than that, you know, it multiplies significantly. So the Giants are probably harder to control than we are today. And the tardigrade theory, I like that theory. They survived that impact. The Earth may have been seeded by asteroid impact.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there's that possibility. I think that it's interesting in history, they have this term, cut them down to size. That was very popular if you look at the Greek mythology with the Cyclopean Wars. Cut them down to size. You needed to cut the giants down to a size by going after their legs. There's a lot of, unanswered questions. The truth is we just don't know where we came from. Do I believe that asteroids could have spread life? Yes. Do I believe that they could that humans evolved from that life? Absolutely not. I don't think it's very possible. I just don't think it is. I think mathematically we can look at our DNA. Everything's ones and zeros. It keeps track of all our memories. Ancestral memories are all locked up. Terabytes of information. And information points to data. Data points to creation. I just don't really fall for that ideology. Although I can accept it that it's a possibility. I just think it's a very small possibility as far as my spectrum goes. But I think it's interesting that you bring that up because there's a good chance that I could be wrong, you know, and we need to bring all these to light and look at all these and respectfully do research on all different opportunities for seeding of life on this planet.
All right, guys, great topic. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, thank you. And something that is actually brought up a lot in the interviews that I do whenever I go on other people's shows is when we talk about transhumanism and the whole I've been actually pushing the idea having people connect the dots between some pretty obvious things. Okay, so we have government that likes to build underground cities and underground military bases. We have my labs. Okay. There's no... It's one thing to say, that's just to hide them from our enemies, but it's not like you have a lot of soldiers, being transferred from one base to another, the underground city. It's not like it's so public. I mean, it's not exactly too much of a threat to have a location known, but if it's underground, it's not going to be harmed, even with a nuclear missile being aimed at it. So But yet the locations of these underground bases are entirely secretive. But we know what these people like to do. They want to continue their cloning research. They want to continue their humanzi projects, you know, like the Russians. They want to keep doing these forbidden experiments. I mean, we got hundreds of thousands of children that go missing every year. You know, when the Nazis were in power, I mean, come on. The Nazis stole so many children, it was unbelievable. Most of the Jews were actually used in a lot of experimentations. Okay? So the United States government is doing that right now. They're military underground bunkers. Podesta, the Molesta. Yeah, guess what? Those little creepy carvings he got from this woman, this art, supposedly, these were abominations created in a lab somewhere. Okay?
Plum Island.
I'm sorry, say it again?
I said Plum Island, just joking, because it was rumored that they were doing experimentation at Plum Island of animal-human hybrids, whether or not that's true. They had weird, Dr. bizarre Forrest animals stuff. Washing up on the shore. Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that has something to do with what's going on. So if we can have apparitions or aberrations, different kinds of expressions of DNA that's malleable, then I don't think they want us to know it, because they're going to weaponize it against us, and which they are with the RNA so-called vaccines they're pushing on us. You think that could be tied into this as well? The whole occulting? It's speculation. It's actually, you know, it may be speculation, but it's still mathematical. You can follow the logic. You know, 1, 2, 3. So, I mean, how do you guys feel about this? My co-host still here?
Well, you know, green cults are a new thing. Like, they literally are telling everyone it's the hottest day, you know, in history in some cities. But the thing is, what they don't tell you is that history only goes back 150 years. You know how small of a sliver of 150 years is compared to the entire life of this planet? It's like, it's not even a blink of an eye. So it's very unlikely that the temperatures being experienced are the hottest in the continent's, you know, history. There's a lot of misguided information out there, but it's okay to research everything and look into everything. And, you know, people will want to sway you or try to identify you as being an enabler. But in all reality, what you're trying to do is find solutions. And I think it's really important that we talk about that a little bit. And that, you know, when we start looking at these things like, you know, transhumanism and life extension and the real elite occultism, there's a lot of occultism. Occultism comes in different shapes and forms. They have a whole religion dedicated to living forever. And they have like AI robots that people worship, and so that it will take pity on us in the future. Literally. It's really important that we take a look into what is going on, especially when it comes to DNA manipulation, designer babies. They even have something even more bizarre I should warn you guys about, called post-genderism. Have you heard about post-genderism, V?
I have not. And while you talk about post-genderism, I just want to give out the phone number to all the callers out here. It's 512-248-8252. That is 512-248-8252. One more time, 512-248-8252. If you must call the toll-free number, it's 800-313-9443. I mean, you're going to have to give an explanation for that one. But if you miss the numbers, go to republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Give us a donation, 512-248-8252. Call and be live with V and Kriston T. Harris and Fake Mike. But, yeah, what the hell is post-genderism? I mean, I feel like we're already kind of living in that, but explain.
It's the end game for the equality movement. It's where they decide that we no longer can procreate, you know, like the organic old-fashioned way. You meet a girl, fall in love, boy. And then you have...
So you have to go to a government institution, apply for this, apply for that. You got to pay this corporation, and then they'll whip up a test tube baby for you. Great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that's not real. That's not entirely. That's not where it ends, V. It doesn't end there. What they mean by post-genderism is they believe that all fetuses should either be able to self-create and procreate by themselves, meaning that males should be given a womb, or females and males will have both, organs in order to self-reproduce, and or have neither. So they're talking about literally removing sexuality. And if you don't believe me, you can look this up. Post-genderism, it's a real thing. It's a real movement. It's the end game. I'm telling you right now, in 20 or 30 years, post-genderism, there'll be debates on whether or not we should allow genders at all, because it gives potentially males an advantage strength-wise, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well... So hermaphrodites, basically, that are fertile. I know there are a few hermaphrodites around the planet that do exist, but I know that all hermaphrodite humans are infertile. So they want to make fertile hermaphrodites.
Or essentially get rid of your cash and prizes. And here's the argument. This is how it works, V. I'm telling you right now. If you reproduce the old-fashioned way, your child will have the potential to spread give hereditary disease to the child. So it's going to be looked at as a disease, and that people who have children the old-fashioned way are actually spreading disease, and they'll be held accountable, because you need to have your child either in a test tube baby or monitored by the government, as where here, if you do it the old-fashioned way, there's a potential that your child may spread some diseases because you have something hereditary, and they don't want that.
This is some demolition man crap here. We don't touch. We don't do it that way anymore. No honka chonka.
You're spot on. Everything is demolition man. The three seashells are coming.
Oh my god! You know what's crazy though is that's better than what we have. I mean, what we have is pretty archaic. But I mean, isn't it interesting how we have eugenics come full circle? Meanwhile, most of the people in the world, even the leftists, are speaking out against eugenics. But we're having eugenics come full circle right now with designer babies and all the stuff that Kriston is talking about.
It's right out in the open. Isn't that crazy? And you would have been called a conspiracy theorist if you had said this 10 years ago. And you have Bill Gates, Dr. Blue Screen, the guy who crashes computers and society, up there being the Pied Piper,
And that's right. People like you and I were talking about this, and I will pat myself on the back right now. I was the first outlet to give out the idea that the reason that Bill Gates got divorced is because man Linda found out about the
Jeffrey Epstein connection. Yeah.
Right. And, this is another interesting thing. I mean, the eugenics, I mean, whatever you guys want to take, whichever thread, but I think it's, both of them are interesting. One is the eugenics thread, which is like, yeah, we're just full circle. We're just, this is like out in the open, like Kriston says. And then we have the other thing where it's like Bill Gates was the savior for the last like year and a half. And then all of a sudden,
whoa,
he's exposed. He's totally exposed as somebody that was worshiping at the foot of a pedophile to get the Nobel Prize. And nobody says two words about it. We're just on. Don't worry. Dr. Fauci's our new hero. I mean, what
probably not just the Nobel Peace Prize, probably getting some of that sweet, you know what, that's going on at
that. He really wanted. That's what they really wanted. We all know that, but they're trying to say it's a Nobel Prize. But I mean, even just the narcissism, the ego for him to, I mean, like, that just goes to show you how things work if that was in fact true. But I mean, even as an excuse, what a terrible excuse, right? The better excuse would have been like, well, I was desperate for funding. But then you're the richest guy in the world. So, I mean, there's literally no excuse for this. So it's just so weird how, like, the whole last year and a half, everything was ruined. Everything was shut down. There was literal checkpoints. People couldn't go to funerals, all because of Bill Gates and the media. And now Bill Gates is totally exposed, but that wasn't in the news cycle. I think my personal take is the reason why nobody knew about it because there was one article, but it never made the news. I mean, I think Washington Post talked about, Wall Street Journal talked about it, maybe a few other outlets, mostly alternative, but nobody heard about it. That wasn't in the news cycle. I mean, what the hell?
Well, yeah, Will, you bring up a good point, which is perfect to continue on the conversation here. I've actually spoken with some professors about this, and they all seem to think that my theory is correct. I'm not exactly the first person to talk about what Bill Gates is doing. There was another scientist who said that, who was branded a conspiracy theorist, that Bill Gates was going to create Microsoft was going to create operating system that was going to take over the world. And so, as of late, I guess this is something maybe I could pat myself on the back about. I've actually been talking about this a lot this past week, where we got Bill Gates, Microsoft, right? Bill Gates creates this vaccine, right? Vaccine has nanotechnology in it and RNA sequence reprogrammable capabilities. So, and that coinciding with Windows. Now, Windows 10 was touted to be the last Windows operating system. There was never going to be anything more than Windows 10. There's never going to be anything more than Windows 10. Never, 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 never. There would just be more updates. There would just be more updates, 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 updates. If anything were to change in the future, they would strengthen and strengthen and re-strengthen Windows 10. But here we are. We have vaccines, which reprogram us. And here we also now have Windows 11.
Woo!
Now,
the thing about Windows 11, as I have tried it, it actually looks like a combination between Mac, Linux, and Windows operating system. So now we have the universal operating system. They literally had to steal elements from Linux and Mac to make this universal operating system. The scientist was correct on his theory, but my thing is that now combine that with the vaccines. Well, they're not really vaccines. The DNA, the RNA sequence changers, the reprogrammers of the humans. Okay, so you put and I tell people, and this is part of it, is that, you know, what's the big deal? It's just an operating system. Okay, when you use a computer, there are certain things that you have to do in order to make it work in your interaction with it. Okay, through programs. But the thing about that is, when you do that, you're not just programming it, it's programming you as well. You are subject to the laws under which things work. It has to work that way in your mind. Right? So basically, I just want to get to the point where I can maybe have a lab, independent research lab, and get some fully vaccinated people in my search group, research group, and study their brains as they use Windows 11. Let's see where we're going with this. Oh, man. Okay, was that the break music? I couldn't hear anything. Are we on break? All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Proven time and again, it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hardcore Radio Show. We are here with our esteemed colleague, probably one of the wisest and youngest men you could probably ever meet. We have Kristen T. Harris here with us today. And we are talking giants, transhumanism, space. We're talking about everything. Microsoft. It's funny how all these things can be tied in together.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, you know, what the space program has for us. I was in the northern Wisconsin, and I saw Space Force driving around. It's pretty interesting. I don't know what they were doing up there. But, you know, everything's progressing so much in the last 5 years. I think about 5 years ago where we were maybe just prior to censorship and how much headway the liberty movement really made, and to the point where we have so many awake individuals. Although I do believe a lot are misled, because we can see that to be true with what we had with the 4chan and 8chan forums, but that that a lot of them are able to identify at least the core principles of corruption that are going on. That's everything stems back to 9/11, and you know, it's interesting that we actually are now actually into the New World Order. We're on what, our 18-month free trial of the New World Order right now? You know, that's where we're at.
And you know, well, 9/11.
Honestly, you know, there's different arguable starts of the New World Order. I mean, you could argue it's 9/11. But, officially, I agree with Kristan. I've been saying this myself. Officially, when COVID happened, it completely, to anybody that was awake, and it's unfortunate that some of the liberals who are awake clung to the vaccines and clung to the lockdowns. But I get it, because they're loving people and they have empathy and they don't want people to die and they believe. But I thought they would be less naive than they are about this. But I could not agree more. The whole COVID thing, I mean, I the first couple months, I'm literally my skin, my chest, my arms are getting warm right now, thinking about how claustrophobic I felt during that time, that I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything. I was literally, I remember going to a convenience store, and I was worried because I pulled into a convenience store at like 10 minutes of 11, and there was a curfew out that night. And I don't really care about that, but a cop pulls in right next to me, and I'm sweating, and I'm thinking to myself, like, this just goes to prove everything V said, everything Kristan T. Harris from the Rundown Live said. The cops don't care about their oath. They'll enforce any law the Democrats give them. The Democrats will do any and everything they can. Shouts to Kristi Noem, although I disagree with her on a few issues. At least she didn't dishonor. She's the only one out of all the governors that didn't dishonor oath. Donald J. Trump signed the executive order saying, yeah, let's shut this whole country down. It just goes to prove, except for three cops, Kristi Noem, who was dishonored the Constitution in another way, and I'm sure those three cops have too. Everyone in this whole country that takes a public service position swears an oath to uphold the Constitution. It just goes to totally prove that not a single one, and you don't have to control all the people all the time. It just goes to show that not a, maybe four people out of a country of 330 million, obviously there's a small percentage of those people that are public servants. But then again, if you look at the Wikipedia pages for, if you go to look at the cities and the number one employers, a lot of times it's government, if it's not Walmart or something else. But we're in the New World Order right now. We're in the New World Order. And it just goes to show anything that these people say and make up, we'll believe it, and they can do pretty much whatever they want. It's really scary. I honestly thought
the Great Reset, right?
Yeah, I really thought that we were beyond that. I don't know what the Great Reset means. I thought that was maybe a Q term, and I kind of dismissed Q. But who knows? The McAfee could be with his last
Klaus tweet. Schwab.
I don't know what's going on here. And I'll be the first one that I'm wrong with this whole
Q. The Great Reset is the cycling of the four horsemen. It's the cycling of the four horsemen. The government is going to use the four horsemen to control the population. We had 9/11. Boom. There's your mass deaths. War came after it. Okay, then we have disease, famine. Okay, how many people were trying to stack up on food because you know they couldn't go out and get food because of COVID-19? So you got disease and famine. They're going to hit us with the four horsemen over and over again till we are completely subjugated. And I want to comment on something that you said there, Kristen. The Space Force, you seen them driving around? Well, you know, if I were you, I hope you do this. I would love it if you did this. But if I were you, I would have like went over to them, knocked on their window, of like, hey, you're Space Force, right? Right? Yeah. Well, it's the year 2021. Where's your flying space cars? Aren't you guys missing the point?
Yeah, that's my question. What is Space Force driving?
Dude, it looked like a little tiny car. It said Space Force on the back, and there's a couple of them driving in a chain. I would say it's not quite a smart car, but like a Hyundai, something cheap and affordable.
Yes, yeah.
I'm pulling up the picture right now.
Does that thing turn into like a jet car, like Men in Black?
Like Mask? It kind of just kind of...
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. We got another caller here. We got to go.
We get to the caller. Do you have Space Force headquarters out there or a base near you? Because I'm going to come back anyways, but that would be a great First Amendment audit right there, auditing the Space Force.
We'll end up in like interstellar jail. He'll be like out in the atmosphere floating around in a box.
We'll be in the serious version of Guantanamo, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Guantanamo and the space station. All right. We got someone on line one, Vancouver. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, James. How you doing?
James, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Tonight is DNA night, is it? Like, DNA.
Yeah, well, the first caller that sends us your DNA and your social security number, you're going to win a $5 PayPal. So.
and then they got those shots for me, too. But I think if you look at the book, What is Life by Erwin Schrödinger, which was published in 1944, it gives you clues that the Germans already had the structure of DNA down, and that Crick and Watson were just handed a bunch of notes from the Allies after World War II, and they said, well, here's your Nobel Prize, publish this paper. But the Germans already had the structure, and it's interesting to note that the electron microscope was, in fact, invented in Germany in 1936 by a fellow by the name of Ruska, Ernst Ruska, I believe his name was. And his brother was a medical doctor or medical researcher. His name was Helmut Ruska. And, of course, after the war, World War II, Helmut Ruska found his way to America. I don't know how, but... the electron microscope was all over Germany. I mean, Hermann Staudinger had one in his university, in his chem department in Heidelberg, till it got bombed in 1944. So the Germans were way ahead of everybody else, even during the war. And so my point is that they gave us, they gave us rockets after World War II. Yeah, the Germans had the V-2 rocket. And, the bombs and such and what have you. But they really didn't give us anything about biophysics and biochemistry. And they've been stringing us along. If you read a biochem book now or something like that, it doesn't tell you the whole story about the dynamics of DNA. What makes DNA actually go. And
so we're missing here. Yeah. First of all, and I've opened a new tab and saved What is Life, and I'm going to definitely check that out. So yeah. What do you think we're missing here? I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm just fascinated by what you're saying.
No. What we're missing is the physical dynamics of deoxyribonucleic acid, how it opens and closes. They don't tell you in the books how it opens. They tell you how it closes. They say, well, there's hydrogen bonds with the AT and the CG, and that's okay. That tells us. But they don't tell you how it opens, you see. And if it doesn't open, if DNA doesn't open, then you die right away. That's what isocyanates and cyanides do to the mitochondrial DNA, is they just shed it right down, and you just choke, you see? It's a fast-acting poison.
Well, see, now, that is very interesting that you say that, because what I was saying earlier in the show, like how we are getting smaller, because all life on this planet had gotten smaller because the atmosphere was continuously being reduced. Right. So hydrogen is a very important element in our atmosphere, which make up the air in which we breathe. So if they're reducing that...
I don't know if you brought this up earlier or not, but that would also explain why potentially this one hypothesis... that we don't have giants anymore because the atmosphere kept shrinking and shrinking, so we adapted to smaller atmosphere. I don't know if that's right, but that's just something I'm thinking of.
Well, that could be.
That was kind of my point. Why we don't have them today. This life could not support a giant today. This planet could not support a breathing giant today. It could not.
Allegedly.
It's interesting, when I first moved to Vancouver area a couple years ago, I was in the Walmart in a place called Burnaby, which is just right outside of Vancouver proper, and I saw a guy, I swear to God, he must have been 10 feet or something tall. I mean, this was incredible. This guy was a giant, and he was white. I mean, he was, you know, it was just, I just couldn't believe it, right? So it's possible to have giants, but statistically, right?
Now, these
guys don't live very long. You're talking about these people that die at the age of like 30. So,
you know, they die.
A lot of the things that I'm hearing here are like typical like Smithsonian talking points. They don't live long. I think that like when we're talking about tribes of these giants, when I was researching the Indian effigy mounds, some of them were in their 60s. They were in their 50s. Yeah. So I wouldn't say that it is a chance that they live long. And they were around within the last few thousand years. It wasn't like it was like 10,000 years ago. We're talking within the last 3,000 years, 2,000 years that there was a giant change in the atmosphere, if you believe that sort of thing, that affected the size of these humans, you know. But I think that maybe it was just a separate race. You know.
Well, I do also know that the atmosphere actually had a higher concentration of the things that are needed to support larger life forms. You know, that's why the mastodons were so huge. You know, that's sort of why something happened with the Ice Age, in which it stripped a lot.
But that was 30,000 years ago. That wasn't like just a few thousand years ago, is what I'm saying. These skeletons are from within the last 2,000-3,000 years. Some of them from the 1800s, 1700s, or 1600s, because some of these skeletons were found with rifles and other interesting artifacts. So I don't know. I don't know why it's happening or what happened or if it was just a different race like they're suggesting in this article that came out. But I can't say that I agree with you, although I'm okay with that because I understand where you come from, V, and I completely can relate to you, but we're just kind of slightly in opposite spectrums here.
All right. Talk to me. Now, this came across my plate recently, and I probably watched 7 videos. It first came across my plate when I was doing research for the show, going through the articles, and I said, oh, meet the new conspiracy, which is the QAnon of archaeology. And it was people, and I remembered people commenting on my YouTube, you're covering up for Tartaria, you're covering up for the Tartan army. Have you heard of the Tartarian Empire and the conspiracy surrounding that? What's your take on that?
I have no idea what that is. It's like the Palladian star seeds that everyone sees popping up on TikTok. Where half the stuff comes up from, or comes from, I'm not quite sure. But why don't you tell me about it?
So, yeah, briefly, and now I'm no expert, and I don't either believe or disbelieve it. I've only seen a small amount of information, so I hadn't got the chance to follow up on any of this. But the idea is there's a place like in Asia or Russia, that area, that there was a lost empire that has been wiped from history called the Tartarian Empire. And they say, oh, if you go look it up, it's just a general term. Tartary is just a general term for people used in that area over thousands of years. But then the proponents of this conspiracy, and I've seen a few videos, but I've never authenticated the veracity of, you know, some of the maps and things they bring up. I just looked into it. But they bring up maps and documents which they claim, you know, that are actually real and legit. And they say, well, look, there's Tartary here. And look in this historical record. The king of Tartary is here. And so the whole idea is we've once again been lied to about a truth. And then there's some people, a large amount of people, I've recently joined a Facebook group to try to understand it better, that also believe that they're covering up for giants as well, too. So
well,
it's something
okay.
Right up your alley.
Well, let me try to bridge this here. So, yes, I am aware of that stuff as well, and this is sort of the hollow earth theory, and yeah, you would have a thicker, more resilient atmosphere in the hollow earth. I mean, it's not exactly hollow earth, but there is a shelled earth. So sort of like a orange. You have orange pills. You have these sort of crescent shaped caverns that align the planet, which makes sense because that's how our magnetic field is shaped. It would make perfect sense when the planet forms. So you could, in fact, have much thicker atmospheres that could support much larger life and could be accessible to us today. I know when that admiral flew over North Pole.
Admiral Byrd.
He came back and said, you know, he saw lush green,
prehistoric beings, yeah, with the 90 mile circumference of the North and South Pole.
Right. So at the same time, we could talk about the atmospheric pressure and things like that, but that's why technically, yes, you can climb to North or Mount Everest, but you're not going to be able to live up there because the oxygen is too thin. So, I mean, you can exist in certain places and be found in certain places, but it doesn't mean that's where you live. That's where your life could be supported. But some places with this shelled earth theory, where there could be subterranean life underneath us that we just don't know. So that is wholly a possibility. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, they do have oceans deep within our planet, and if there's oceans, there's a good prospect for life.
Well,
absolutely.
Not that I know, because like I said, I'm just into this Tartary thing. They haven't talked about in the YouTube videos that I've seen yet. They haven't talked about Hollow Earth. One of the things they talked about was stolen history. So they believe things like the 1893 Columbian Exposition in Chicago was actually not constructed in stucco and made up real quick. It was actually remnants of the Tartarian Empire. And the reason it was destroyed so quickly right afterwards, when you think that they would want to leave that up, is because people are starting to catch on to the Tartans and this and that. So I want you guys to take a look into this, and I got to get some time to take a look into it. And it's tough too, because it's not like the good old days like we grew up on, where you could just type some ish into YouTube and you get answers on it. You really got to go out of your way. I had to find a link from the link of obviously that the mainstream people put in the article was some terrible person that had like no subscribers talking about nothing. I don't expect you to get subscribers talking about Tartary anyways. But
well, it has to do with Greek mythology, Tartarian anyways. I'm assuming that Tartaria or Tartary is a historic name of some kind of like mythological city, but and Tartarian is I believe that's from the Greek underworld per se in mythology.
Yes, hell. Yeah, it's interchangeable in the Bible for hell. Yes.
Now, Kristan, I know we're only got like 3 minutes left. What's on your mind? What are some things that you're working on? How can people donate to you? And where can people check you out?
Well, people can help me out by supporting you guys. I mean, that's that simple. Go to RBN, support them if they want to. If you guys are out there, definitely check out the Rundown Live app. It's free, and you guys get every episode with many great guests. If you want to really support me, you want to pick up one of those cool, you know, I Survived the Coronavirus shirts that Will is walking around with all the time and many other people, the RundownLive.store. And the rundownlive.com, but most of all, support V, support Will, support them first because that's your family. And if you have a little extra to send my way, I always appreciate 100% listener funded. All the money goes right back towards the project and spending time and helping people out there on the ground and bringing you real information, not some armchair quarterback. Story from some people that weren't actually at events and making their opinions about it. So,
and I can
that's
confirm,
you know,
go to rundownlive.store, rundownlive.store, rundownlive.store. Get a dope ass t-shirt. I wear it way too much. I need to wash it, quite frankly. I get compliments on it left and right. It starts conversations with people, and I can just back up Kristan because. One, I've been there with him a number of times. I've been there in Bilderberg. I've been there with Crazy Riot. I've been all over the place with this dude, and he's not staying in the Marriott's. He's not eating filet mignons. He's out there and
Ollie's trolleys.
I was gonna say Ollie's trolleys. I could go for some Ollie's right now.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You guys, please go to the rundownlive.store. Get some great apparel. Give a donation because this guy literally. Can go to certain places because of finances from you guys, and he's spending it to give you the coverage that you'll never get nowhere else. The media,
well, hey,
places that this well, dude
does that. Do you have one of those in Polish?
I definitely send you one. V, drop me your address. I'll definitely hook you up.
If I get one of those in Polish, that would be awesome.
They only come in Polish sizes. That means a brat bun.
All right. Well, guys, that's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show here. Oh, we have so much fun. Yes. So, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So, please educate yourselves. Oh, by the way, guys, tune in July 5th. July 5th. Don't forget.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.